Josh, I'd assume that when you start looking at the Houston defense, it begins with J.J. Watt. I know that the production this year is down slightly, which still, I mean, it's still a pretty ridiculous pace. Last year was just so good. But I would say usage-wise, are you seeing many of the same things with J.J. Watt compared to last year? And then is there anything different that you're seeing with them doing with Watt that maybe, you know, there's another wrinkle to consider this year?
I think he's a great player. And, I mean, I don't think there's any there's no question about that. I don't even really look at the statistical part of it relative to what he can do and his impact on the game. He forces you to deal with him on every play. His effort is incredible. His ability is unique. I mean, he's as talented of a defensive player as you have to play against. I would say that, you know, at some point in the game, most every one of our linemen will have to block him, because they do move him. He flips in their base defense based on the way you set your formations, but, you know, in their sub fronts, sometimes he's outside, sometimes he's inside. He could be on the right, he could be on the left. And he's as disruptive to your planning and to what you want to do as any other defensive player that you play against, and you certainly have to account for him. And that being said, this is still one of the top defenses that we're going to play all season. Statistics here, there. I mean, you know, you can look at whichever stats you want. I mean, they're a very good team. In terms of their situational football, they do a good job of getting after the passer. They put pressure on you with blitzes and or the four-man rush that they use. They challenge you with some of their schemes that Coach Phillips uses. And, I mean, this is, you know, it's everything you want in terms of a difficult preparation. We're gonna have to be at our best, and we're going to have a great week of preparation for them.
Thanks, Stacy. Josh, I'm sure this kind of puts you in a tough spot, but I wanted to ask you about Stephen Ridley fumbling again on Sunday. Have you kind of reached a point with him where confidence or comfort in putting him in is now jeopardized based on what he's unfortunately done here the last few weeks?
I think, you know, when things happen like this, in back-to-back games, or in this case, a few games in a row, you know, I think that you certainly have to address what you can address in terms of trying to fix the problem. I have great confidence in Steven as a runner. He's been very productive in our offense. He's done a lot of good things. And at the same time, and obviously, ball security is the most important factor for our offense and for our team when we have the ball. So, we have to be part of the solution. We have to work with him. He certainly wasn't the only one that put the ball or got the ball knocked off of him the other night. We had, you know, way too many balls out or balls on the ground and turned the ball over a significant number of times, and we're fortunate to be able to overcome that, which is very rare. So I think our entire offense, we need to do a better job of taking care of the football, protecting it when we have it, making smart decisions, and not giving the defense the opportunity to, you know, either strip it off of us, knock it off of us, whatever it may be. That's a team thing. And, our confidence as an offense, you want to be able to protect the football no matter who you give it to. And that's our goal, and that's our focus, and we'll work with everybody to try to fix the issues that certainly came up the other night.
Just to kind of follow up, if I could, quickly, if you've had a situation like this previously in other seasons with a player, is there kind of a fine line that you have to walk between letting him work it out, giving him chances to prove that it's not a problem anymore, and I'm not going to say pull the plug, but, you know, is it kind of a slippery slope in handling handling it case by case?
Well, I mean, I think the only way to, if there's any issues, and again, I stress that, you know, our offense didn't do a good enough job, you know.
Right.
We had a number of people that fumbled the other night, including, you know, Tommy fumbled twice, and, you know, and again, sometimes those are good defensive plays, and sometimes there's things that you can address and try to help the player with to fix and correct the problem fundamentally. So, you know, I think all in all, look, we have a lot of confidence in these guys or they wouldn't be here. So we just have to continue to work with them, you know, and they got to understand how important, and they do, they understand how important ball security is. Nobody's going out there trying to do this. So, you know, I think you got to make smart decisions. Ultimately, Bill will decide, you know, how we utilize all our guys offensively, and we want to try to give our team the best chance to win. So, whenever that time is to put people in, to move them out, we've rotated backs all season. I mean, we've done that a lot. So, you know, look, everybody's going to have an opportunity to continue to help our team win, and we have the obligation as coaches to try to help fix any issues that we have offensively. That's what our job is, and we've got to do a better job of it.
Good afternoon, Josh. I have a couple questions specific to Kenbrell Tompkins. When he was a scratch a couple weeks ago, it obviously caught, you know, our attention just because he had produced a lot for you this year, and you guys sort of explained the game plan elements to that. And since that time, it seems like, you know, he maybe has played a little less than we've seen, but his production has been pretty good relative to when he's been on the field. I'm curious your thoughts on what you've seen from him, you know, since the game he was scratched, and what sort of led to you guys putting him out on the field in the second half Sunday night when he really helped you?
Well, I think, you know, as I think we mentioned this last week, KT certainly has had a great attitude and worked, you know, very hard all season to try to do anything he can to help us win. You know, the decisions that are made each week, you know, and coach makes those decisions based on what we feel is best for each week and each game plan individually. And I think, you know, those happen constantly across the roster. And, you know, and KT was down, but then, you know, came back up the last couple weeks here and has really helped our team move the ball and score points and, you know, convert third downs and those kind of things. So I don't think there's a specific formula for, you know, less is more, more is less, whatever it is. I think we're trying to, you know, allow all the players on our offense that can help us win to have a role in the game. And I think that AD's definitely done some good things, and KT has too, and their growth and development is only a good thing, a positive factor for our offense going forward, and we feel good about both of those players, you know, making improvements as they go, and they still have a long way to go and a lot of work to do, but they can help us as they continue to get better and improve. And then what was your last question, Mike?
Sorry, I jam them all in there, you know, just because, it was just sort of such a contrast to see, like, him play a lot in the second half, not so much in the first half. I was curious if that was like a game plan adjustment at halftime, if there was something else there.
Not really, just, you know, there. Sometimes we knew we were going to play multiple guys at that position, and sometimes, you know, we've done this kind of throughout the year too, where, you know, if a guy goes in and kind of gets going, you certainly don't want to try to pull him out, and you know, and I think that's just kind of a feel thing. If the guy goes in there and is making plays for you and, you know, generating positive things for your offense, you're going to try to keep him going. And our guys are very unselfish. They understand that. They all accept their roles, and they just play hard and try to do the best they can with their opportunities, and I thought that's what Kimbrell did the other night.
Tom always is so calm when he's playing, no matter what the situation. But this year, it seems, after big plays, he's shown a lot of exuberance, emotion, whether it was, you know, the touchdown pass to Rob last week or even, you know, chasing referees and being exuberant with them if he thinks it was a bad call. Do you think he is showing that more this year, and why would that be?
I think he's always, I mean, Tom loves playing football. He has a great deal of fun doing it. I think he loves his job. And, you know, he wants to win. And I think that, that intensity, you know, can come out in different situations. But I don't feel that it's any different this year than it's been in the past that I've worked with him. And I think, you know, like I said, he's a great leader for our team and a great leader for our offense. And, you know, usually when he shows you know, his excitement, that's because we did something good or positive in the game, and I think his teammates really enjoy seeing that from him, and he's not afraid to do it. So I don't really see a change from him. I think he's demonstrated consistent leadership, emotion, intensity, and enjoyment for playing the game all year, and I think that'll continue.
Just a follow-up, how much can something like that rub off on his teammates, particularly the younger guys, whether it's KT or Dobson, to see that and maybe get fired up themselves, specifically with the younger guys, how that might affect them?
I think they see him have fun. And, you know, we're all out here to try to do a job. And, you know, we certainly need to do everything we can to win every week, and that's what we try to do. And I think Tom demonstrates, you know, on a weekly basis that, you know, he's going to put everything he has into the game, and then when it's time to play the game, he's going to go out and do everything he can on Sunday to help our team win, and he's going to have fun doing it. And I think, you know, this year has been, you know, it has been, I think that's kind of a microcosm for this entire year for us. I mean, we, you know, we've had some different guys come in this year and really helped our team, and we're getting to know each other better every week. And we have fun practicing with one another. We enjoy our meetings and then go out there and work hard during the week and prepare to try to do our best on Sunday. And then, you know, to let it out and to play hard and to have fun with your teammates, I think that's what it's all about when you're trying to win.
Great. Thank you.
I guess just spinning it back to the Texans, Josh, I mean, how do they stress you with this scheme in terms of protection and it seems like a lot of the same players that we saw last year when they were coming up for the playoff game and even before that.
Yeah, they, I mean, it's always a very big challenge. You know, Wade Phillips does a great job putting his players in great positions to be aggressive. And that's their style on defense. They blitz quite a bit, force you to do a good job in terms of your pickup. Play a lot of tight coverage. You know, you have to beat man-to-man in order to beat them. And they got, you know, we've talked about it. They've got some really talented players on this defense, and I think it starts with the front. If you can handle the front, and you know, you've given yourself an opportunity to have some success. And if you can't, then you know it's going to be difficult. So, I mean, with Smith and Watt, there two of the more talented defensive linemen that will play all season, and they're on the same team. And, you know, like I said, I think their scheme allows those guys to move around to try to create different matchups on defense. I know we talk a lot about our matchups on offense, but they do the same thing. And they'll move their players around. They'll try to put them in positions to, you know, to get a one-on-one, whether that's a blitzer or a pass rusher, and they do the same similar type of thing with their secondary. You know, move Joseph around, match him up some, and, you know, put their secondary on specific people that they like. So, you know, it'll be a test all week, you know, to get ready for them. It always is. It's a difficult, challenging scheme, and their guys play extremely hard. You know, we played them here twice last year at home, so that's an added challenge that we're going to have to deal with in terms of, you know, handling the noise and playing them where they have a lot of crowd noise when they're out there on defense is something we didn't do last year. So be a new element for us as we prepare for this game. But, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge and excited for this week.